Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Intersect Conference here in beautiful Newport Beach, California. And in the studio lounge, we have Peer IT's very own Trent Henson. Trent is back for more. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Doing great. How was the conference? I mean, I think we just kind of wrapped things up today.
It was a really good conference. It wasn't overly crowded. We had a lot of time to talk with each credit union specifically to get up and present to the credit unions about different topics. Mm-hmm. It was very friendly, had lots of good questions asked, lots of good conversations.
Yep, indeed, that's what it's all about. Yes. We're back in person, and there was lots of networking, a lot of impromptu, off-the-cuff conversations.
Quite a few as well.
So yeah, good stuff. Anything stand out for you? Any highlights or anything like that, Trent? Or?
Well, I know you're talking with Steve Coyne.
Yes, I see him walking in. There he is. He's the next one up.
One of the highlights for me was listening to Steve's presentation talking about physical security and watching the reaction from the audience. I had a gentleman behind me that said he was terrified now because of all the different ways a bad actor could gain access to things.
Oh, joy to the
world. So I think from a shock presentation standpoint, that was probably the best one for me to watch and
see. Right. Yeah, I was that way with, who was the gentleman early in the morning? Oh, Daniel Missler. When he was talking about, you know, AI, watching the AI, and who's going to watch the AI, that's watching the AI, and oh my gosh, it just went on and on.
It's a never-ending drama, but, you know, it's a good show, or a dystopian society show.
Very much.
But it's still a show.
Yeah, very much so indeed. Well, it's kind of a reality check for us, and to see what's out there and what to be aware of, and credit unions are certainly right on the forefront of a lot of this stuff. So I want to just do a quick recap of you, of your session, Discover SASE, Combining Cloud and Network Security. So you want to give a quick overview or quick summary of what you guys talked about yesterday?
Well, SASE, when I first saw it, S-A-S-E, I thought it was SAES. So I had to learn back in 2019.
I was the same way.
Secure Access Service Architecture. Long story short, in a security context, it allows you to have a security view on all the things you don't today. So when I'm inside my branch or inside my headquarters and I open my notebook, my desktop PC, whatever it is, and I simply want to print to a printer, or I want to check one of the cameras, or I want to send something to a colleague in the same building, most of that traffic isn't controlled in real time. It's reported on. We're watching, we're sending logs, and we look at that in our SIM tool, and we say, well, that was probably good traffic, or maybe we need to go look at that, but it has already happened. So with this technique, with this technology, I know as the traffic flows and whether it should flow or not and stop it in its tracks. So that was one of the big benefits, I think, that a lot of people took from the conversation, not the details of everything that goes into SASE, but more on the security context of what you can do and the visibility that you have that you don't have today.
Right. And combining it with cloud, I mean, because cloud, I mean, more and more credit unions are going into the cloud, so to speak. So this is really, I don't know, more important than ever, I would think, right?
Well, I think I said it last time when you and I spoke that I have a t-shirt that says the cloud is just someone else's computer.
True.
So that is kind of true. But the security context of going to the cloud, one of the big advantages is there is a lot of security controls because the cloud vendors are called big hyperscalers, Microsoft, AWS, Google. They had to make really sure that they had all of this covered to attract financial institutions, to attract government.
Yeah.
So they typically have far more security than a single location ever would. So when you marry these together, I'm getting rid of my physical firewall, that thing I plug into the wall with two power supplies.
And like and a giant server room, that type of thing?
Yes. Yeah. That goes away completely with this, and it's moving to cloud. The ZTNA, so Zero Trust Network Access, is implied. It's automatic when you go this route because I don't have to have my credit union, my headquarters, my branch, my DR open inbound for anything at all.
Wow.
So people say, well, if it's not open, how do I use it?
Yeah.
Well, it connects outbound to your SASE location, it's called a POP, a point of presence, and everyone else connects outbound, whether I'm at home or in a branch or in a DR center, they all connect outbound. They don't listen for anything. And then in the cloud part, with all that high security, it connects them together so they can communicate.
Nice, very nice. And so the advantages for a credit union in this model, if you will, what are some benefits or advantages?
I think a big benefit is we've had a goal to move credit unions out of the hardware business. They don't need to be IT professionals. It's expensive, but there's a lot of training, and that's not really their core business. Their core business, and I've heard this from several credit unions, it's ensuring the financial well-being of their members. So let's move as much hardware out as we can, so all that you're left with is what you have to have. The network equipment, the roads, so the cars can get from point A to point B, they have to have that. And they have to have a car to drive, they have to have that endpoint. And that's really it. Mm-hmm. So a big advantage is it's a lower cost, it's higher security, it's less complex. And so far, you know, knock on wood, credit unions have loved it.
And security-wise, I mean, you mentioned the secure aspect of it. I mean, that's
tremendous uptick on security, on being able to monitor all traffic, all flows. They typically monitor what's called north-south, so traffic that leaves the credit union out to the internet that comes back. They're light on monitoring east-west traffic that stays inside of the credit union. Now they can do both
with
the same tool.
And I think last time we talked about this, we talked about when cloud kind of first came around about 5 or 6 years ago, there was this big hype around it and everything, but then it kind of went under the radar for a while, and now it's back with a vengeance, a good vengeance. So, and I think the last time around we talked about, it was the kind of the secure, people weren't sure about the secure aspect of it or the security aspect of it, but now it sounds like it's pretty well shored up.
It's as shored up as it can be.
As it can be,
but I would go a little bit further and say more than 5 years, probably 15 years ago, is when these things started. It's gone through phases. A lot of information was released and had to be consumed when the pandemic hit. Because now all of these locations with credit unions, I took my employees and I sent them home. And before I did that, I probably would have said, we can't run our credit union unless everyone is inside the walls. To do that, cloud became number one, because now I'm using all these cloud technologies to make sure that I can continue to run my credit union.
That's cool, that's cool. Anything else to add on that one? I mean, we could probably talk next 2 hours on this, I'm sure, but.
Oh, the only other thing I'll add is for fun, I see Steve standing over there. We both did costumes yesterday, it was Halloween. So conferences aren't always boring and just presentations. You have fun too, and you get to dress up and play like a kid.
You were the Punisher yesterday.
I was the Punisher yesterday. I healed very quickly, saw my wounds.
Yes, you had lots of
gone.
It was a miraculous recovery. Well done, sir.
Good diet.
Yeah.
Eat well, heal right up.
Clean living, man. Clean living. All righty, sir. Well, always a pleasure having you here, and always an education. So thank you so much, Trent, for all
that you do.
Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts on this topic or anything else you want to chat
about? If anyone has any questions, reach out and ask. You can ask Pure IT. You can go online and search, although that could be a big, big pile of stuff to go through. But if anyone has any questions, I'll answer what I can.
Right on. Right here, Pure IT. There you go.
Pure IT.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.